We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We have so much going for us in terms of the momentum of the Braves into this series, and this is such a big series, Hugh. I mean, they're going to be huge crowds. I mean, SunTrust Park is just going to be rocking for all
people
four games.
People are going to want to witness history. They're going to be a part of with something special. Something potentially is going to be special in the ballpark.
We don't want you, if you're going to be one of the people that goes there, so the 170,000 that are going to go for these four games, do know, of course, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it's going to be a bit warm. Do hydrate, you know, make sure you take care of yourself for the game because we want everybody to be healthy and happy. But what pitching matchups? Steven Strasburg against Max Fried tonight, Hugh. Then it's Corbin against Dallas Keuchel on Friday. Ross against Julio Teheran Saturday, all leading to that Sunday showdown that everybody, if you're a baseball fan, if you're a Braves fan, how about Max Scherzer against Mike Soroka? Doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, and we haven't had a chance to see Scherzer yet. Haven't had a chance to see him. That's going to be the thing. And you know, we were trying to pick this apart yesterday and trying to figure out how many games has Strasburg won against the Braves. Four, three? He's won three. That got my man A, the producer, with that stat. Yeah, but that's going to be big. And then you got the other two pitchers that are wedged in between them. Who are the other two pitchers in between? That Corbin and Joe Ross? So, yeah, it's going to be good. But my magic number is eight. And I did that. I did a little bit of math. I sat down and I did a little bit of all math. Right. Because you're talking about the 4-4. You go 4-3, 4-3. I go 2-2, 2-2. You know, because that way you split two in both series and then you win the series. So, yeah, that's the magic number for me is eight.
Well, the Braves are seven games up. Thanks to the New York Mets who beat the Nats yesterday. They're seven full games up on the Washington Nationals with these 22 games to go. Really, the math is not really great for the Nationals, but because they kind of come in here thinking, we got you, Hugh, they got to take three out of four. If they don't take three out of four, as you said, if the Braves just get a split in this series, it just puts the Nationals in just such a box mathematically. So who is it that has to step up here, Hugh, for the Braves to have them, you know, have success right now in this series? I mean, they've had a lot of different guys over the last few weeks step up.
I'm going to go with that, John. I mean, because I can't see it being just one guy. Maybe if we're going to do that, I would say Soroka, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's a good call.
Soroka would have to step up. And I think that now we're in a position where, you know, you looked at Fulton Nevers the other night. He gave you five innings. I think guys need to start giving you six, seven strong innings if that's the case. If you're talking about the way that your bullpen is looking right now, I think that now that your starting pitching has to start separating themselves and giving you longer innings, especially with it being the time of the season where, you know, pitching is going to matter big time. And you want to have, you know, you've been talking about it a lot and other people have been kind of parsing it out a little bit about what your pitchers, who is going to be your guys going into a series, five-game series? Who are going to be your guys? Yeah, so guys need to start separating themselves.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.